It so happens the entire Mishnah is not halacha lemaisa, because we pass him what? Ain begidin b'nel same time. That means there's no gid not of any time, period. What are the gid? Doctor, what's the gid on Asher? Sayatic mirror. There's no time on a sayatic mirror, right? Okay, there's no, it's not a piece of steak, a piece of beef. It's a nerve. It doesn't have any taste. How come that it's also to eat? The Gemara says A2. It's like a piece of wood. What can you do? The Torah says you can't eat wood, that's all. But if the wood is mixed in with chon, the chon is mutter. So it's here too. We pass it ain't beginning but no same time. We pass it for against this Mishnah. This Mishnah is going with Kwadra Mount Omar, the yesh beginning but no same time. Okay. Kesa and the Shah, and also how do we compute what is no same time? Kibasar Belefet. Alright. What does that mean? The Gemara will explain later on what Basar and Lefet, what does that mean? Okay. Now, this is the introduction to the Mishnah. Says the Gemara. Only full on Gemara was supposed to go today. She had it all. Very short assignment. Amar Shmuel, Lo Shanu Elo Shinis Bashel Bo, Avol Nitzle Bo, Kolei Fiochel Ad Shemagia Legit. What does that mean? That the only time that the taste spreads through the entire piece is when it's special, it's cooked. Why? Because then it's liquid. Cooked means it's liquid. Rashi explains the rota, the liquid spreads the taste throughout the entire area. But nitzah, what does nitzah mean? It's roasted, there's no liquid, no liquid medium. Then it is kolef yochla shemagia legid. What's kolef mean? You can peel and slice and get just about up to the gid. So we leave out the implication of here. We'll leave out a little bit. We'll discuss in a minute. A kadei klipa or kadei netila. We'll see the difference in these terms in a few minutes. Eini v'omar avuna gedish slow v'chelbo also lechel afil meirosh ozno. If you took a gedi and you forgot to take out, not the gid this time, but the chelev, it's also asr. But you can't eat it even for the ear. The ear is far away from the fatty parts of the animal. So the Gemara is going to say in the next page, it's not really good today, but it's going to say in the next page, Shani Chelev Dimitapeya. Chelev goes to travel. Okay. Let's stop. Now, this is a traditional place to begin learning with Masechta Chulin, when you're learning it together with the Yoredeya, because in this little dot, so quarter of a daf. There's a tremendous amount of information here, basic terms that are necessary to understand what's going on. Hilchos Basar B'Cholav, Hilchos Taruvos, even Hilchos Melichos, which is really the syllabus for the whole summer. The terms are right here on the first page. So you may have been confused by certain phrases. I'll try my best to explain them, and if I don't, can feel free to talk to me over Shabbos for further clarification. Okay. Says Tosfos. In Yeshua ben Osin Tam Arezu Asura, La Begid Uchude Misharinan, De Bechtei Klipa Shevetzvivav Misayeya Legid Lesar. What is the case we got the first term? Kedei Klipa. An expression. It come out of your ears. Kedei Klipa. What's Kedei Klipa mean? Kedei Klipa means what? The, a little thin peel around or near the Dover Ha'asim. This is opposed to what, let's get two other terms that we should use. What's the name of Tila? What's the name of Tila mean? Ovia. Very good. Ovia etzba, right? I guess probably this way. This is thickness. Kadena Tila. This is a technical term. They could have made the opposite term. That's what Chazal Kaveh. So that cleaver means the thinnest possible peel which can be peeled off at once and once. Called Kadena Tila. Kadena Tila is the Ovia etzba, the thickness of a finger. And what's the term? Other term? Adacha is another term which they use. Adacha is another term. Greda, no? Did I ever get that expression I've used yet? Greater means you'll peel it away, but you won't peel it in one shot. So you just, that's even a thinner. You'll be able to peel it like an apple. You don't have to peel it in one time. You can't even, that's a little bit extra. So that's why klipa is in between, is the greater and the short end, and the peeler and the long end. Just these terms you'll get to know later. So the kadei klipa becomes asur. Okay? The mishosh and nimlach nesar to the klipa samuch lo. Here we go with melicha all of a sudden. See, everything is fixed here. What's melicha? What is melicha? You ever leave by meat in the butcher shop? It says, all meats are soaked and salted. That's the only contact that the average Jew has now as a melicha. See the sign on the butcher shop window. No? Has anyone here ever seen melicha? Raise your hand if you've ever seen melicha. And there's a straw problem. Over here? The grandma. Okay. One. He's already a rabbi. But never saw melicha. No one even knows what melicha is all about. Let's go back to the basics here. Why am I studying melicha? Why melicha? Dam. Okay, dam. Torah says, Tochele v'chol dam lo tochele. Can he dam? And meat has dam in it. And the way to get rid of the dam, there are two ways. What are the two ways? Either through melicha, which means you put the... I made a special effort on Tuesday, Shabbat for Thomas. I went to the butcher store in Riverdale. Just to go see how we did the melicha again, to make sure that my memory hasn't failed me. I know exactly what they do. And we'll discuss the halachas later on, Mr. Shem. They have to soak in the meat. They put salt, spread salt all over it, and they put it on a slanted, perforated rack. And the blood, you know, goes down and is washed away. And then they take the meat and they rinse it off. That's the way we do. We kasher the meat to get the blood out. You ever see a mother take a liver and take kasher? That you may have seen in the house, yeah? What does she do? She salts the liver. Sometimes she may sprinkle a little bit of salt on it, yeah? That's maybe the minute we have. But what do they really do? That's called what? Flea. As we'll discuss later, if a covered liver, we assume usually that salting is not sufficient. We have to, because it's so full of dam, it's cool of dam, a covered is cool of dam, and therefore you have to have flea. So we assume the halach. Come to it later. Sesotis. What kind of case? So about cooking a piece of meat? You have to do melicha first. Otherwise, all meat is traced to the dam. See, how do I have done melicha? Right? The moment I did melicha, what happens then? The melicha, not only is melicha pulled dam out, what else does melicha do? Melicha bread tam. What's the expression of the Gemara? Meliach. You see what it talks about? Meliach kiwat? Kiroseach. The Gemara explains Meliach is kiroseach, the flea. Meliach salt is a very powerful agent, and it can spread time from here to there. So therefore, the minute, if I didn't salt it, the whole thing is straight because of the dam. Elamai, I did salt it. So when I salted it, what happened? The time of the gid is then pulled out, kadei klipa. Kadei klipa? Fine. So when the Gemara is v'yesh, the Baba Nosin Tam, Harezu Asura, what does Ba mean? That the Yerek has Nosin Tam against what? The Gid has the time of the Gid as Asura, so the simple shot is that you can only count by the Gid. So tells us, no, you can't count just by the Gid. What must you count also? What else got? The Kadei Klipa, because before you got around to cooking, what you do first, you first salted it. When you salted it, what happened? The Gid Anasha taste was slept out of the gear itself into where? So the kalipa surrounding it. Therefore, that whole thing became trick. And now when you want to confuse how to mevatel the gear, you don't know mevatel the gear. Well, mevatel the gear plus what? But the kalipa surrounding the gear. That's an opening line of Tosfos. The opening line is already a controversy. So Tosfos. Here's a glossary here. Well, the favorite Shabbeinu Ephraim. Shem Ephorich. The law, I mean, in Chaticha, Atma, Nas, and Nevelo. Next phrase. It's a minefield over here. Let me just refinish reading this. Ella, Bebasa, Bechalov, Asi Shabbat. Stop. What's happened? This is a term which we're going to have to discuss sooner rather than later. It's going to come up every word. You can't move without this term. Number one term you're there, no? The top term. Chaticha, we usually leave out the word atman, so it's just the brevity. Chaticha nas nevela. Chaticha nas nevela. What does it mean, chaticha? Simple, three simple words. Chaticha nas nevela. What does it mean? It means, they're both sides, that, let's first take the original case, basa b'chala. What does basa b'chala mean? You have a piece of meat, and you have some milk. You take the meat and the milk and you mix it together, cook it together, and what happens? The meat is treif and the milk is treif. Each one individually is trei. Chaticha nases nevela, that the piece of meat became intrinsically trei, the vela, right? And the milk is intrinsically trei. What about a different kind of situation? Not milk and meat, but let's say over here, you have gira nasha and kosher meat. And the tar of the gira nasha was pulled into the kosher meat. Now we know the fact that you can't eat the kosher meat. It's fake leaf, you can't eat it. Why can't you eat it? Maybe it's two ways, one could say one of two ways. Either you can't eat it because simply it has some of the taste of the gira nasha in it. So you can't eat it because if you eat it, you're going to bump into the taste of the gira nasha. Right? Or you could say a deeper pshat. You know why you can't eat it? Because right now the kadei klipa is itself nasa nevela. The kadei klipa is itself intrinsically prohibited. What's the nafka mina? What's the difference? The difference is exactly this. How can you mevatel the Easter? Mevatel the giranash. If you say that chaticha nasa nevela, and what? The entire kadei klipa surrounding the giranasha became what? A chatichas nevela. How many, what do you need to be mevatel? What do you need? 60 times what? The giranasha plus what? Yeah. Plus the kadei klipa. So that all became a shtik nevela. And you have to mevatel the whole thing. But if you hold that you do not apply the principle of chatichas nasa nevela over here, then one can eliminate the yisr, mevatel the yisr merely by what? By having 60 times as much as what? As the gid. And not as much as the kadei klipa. Kadei klipa, that was just spread out and it was not considered an yisr b'fnei atzma. This is a machlok, a fundamental machlok between who and whom? Rabbeinu Ephraim, who's the makel over here, and who? I'm not sure. I don't know. Who's the number one? The number one? Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is famous for his statement that chaticha nas nevela applies across the board. Kol Yisraelitah. Says Tosis, our Mishnah alone is a bit of a riot to Rabbeinu Ephraim. But the fact that the Mishnah would seem to indicate that if you can mevatel the gid with 60 times its own size, its own volume, not indicating anywhere there's a need to have 60 times the volume of the Yeref, the klipas of the Yeref as well, indicates that you don't say chaticha nas nevela the Shari Siritah. That's not conclusive, obviously, but it's an indication in that direction. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, Allah Alamaisa, what would you need? You would need really a shishim times the entire kadei klipa. How do we paskin? Do we paskin Allah like Rabbeinu Tam, like Rabbeinu Ephraim? Depends on yes, who's we? So again, even in your first introduction to Shulchan Aruch, you know, I think the basics, you know, is the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. The Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, of Yosef Karo, and then there's the Ramah, right, of Moshe Isselis. The Mechaber usually follow the Sephardish Poskim, majority, and the Ramah follows the Ashkenazi Poskim. This is just a general statement. So. The Mechaber passes like Abeno Ephraim. You don't say Chaticha Nasa Nevela, Bishari Sur, only by Bosa B'chala. By the way, what's the logic? Why should one say logically Chaticha Nasa Nevela by Bosa B'chala, but not by Shari Sur? Who knows, raise your hand? Yes, ma'am? Right. If each one is Mutter, they came together, they became Easter, that means Chaticha Nasa Nevela, they became an Easter. So it's already us that the gid was also beforehand, so why say that the kadei klipa became an avela? The kadei klipa is also, because it has time I gid, that's all. That's the svar Rabbeinu Ephraim. The Ramah passes like Rabbeinu Tam. The chaticha nas nevela, the kol yisurei tov. Okay. Now, before I go into the intricacies of chaticha nasa nevela, I want to start with a double cow, an easy, rather easier thing. Chaticha nasa nevela is not easy by any stretch. How big is the shear surrounding a double osur, which has to be peeled off? We mentioned before two different shear, kalipa and the peeler. Cleaver being a finish here, the minimum you can cut off in one slice, and the peeler being the size of the finger. So what does Tosfos say? What does Tosfos say? You get the impression from Tosfos that's enough, what could they wash? What do they say? It's the first line of Tosfos. Today, Cleaver. So the apparent Tosfos seems to say that Melicha is maflit today, Cleaver. That's the impression you get from Tosfos. On the other hand, when it comes to Tzliya, Tosfos says, in the very next Tosfos, Tosfos says that it's not enough, the one that Tosfos after that, Tosfos Dibur Maskel Ad, Tosfos says, look at the first line of Tosfos Dibur Maskel Ad, Ad Shemagia Legid, Lav Dabka Ashes Magia Legid Mamish, the Tzarech Sheniach Kedei Klipa Samach Legid, Vafilu Kedei Netila Tzarech Sheniach. You actually require a today in a tila. Then we have a parakeet that sold and not to be rotfall, acheres, vachosre, lav yachol, yito, let's become, not yiklo, but yito. Losage be klipa. Period. That's Tosfos Maskan. So what do you think? What's Pasha Chan that Tosfos? What's going on over here? Tosfos seems to hold at the rush. The rush to the farish, right over here in the back, is a distinction between Melicha and Tzliya. Melicha is sufficient to have what we call a kedei klipa, and if it's tzliya for actually heat, dry heat, if you will, not in any water or liquid medium, you require a kedei netila. Why should it be that way? We don't know. The Madan Yomtov at the bottom of the rush, he doesn't understand where the rush got this distinction. Why should he make this distinction? The Ran can say there's no distinction. One second. The Rashba seems to hold you always have Kedei Klipa. Should always be Kedei Klipa. If you look at the middle of the Gaon, close to Rashba. It's always enough to have Kedei Klipa. And it's really hard to really bring a proof. It's very difficult. Yes?
When my professor says that the appointed Tosfos would require Kedei Netila even by Melicha.
How come Tosfos uses the expression Kedei Klipa? A lot of that.
From Klipa.
I'm sorry?
Why
are you going to say
that
people? And therefore what?
The
Mr. Kolef Alkos.
The
Mr. Kolef Alkos. Well,
this is back at Kwan
Lashna of the Gemara. Because he holds the equation of Liach HaYekosach. Ah, very good. Everyone knows Liach HaYekosach. Liach HaYekosach is flee. The problem is the rush. I mean, I don't know if quotes the rush.
He does.
But the rush of the parish per carriage. Right.
But he says that Tosfos, by Clark, he sees that Tosfos Dafti uses it in an exact equation.
I don't see why. I don't see how you see it from Tosfos. Where do you see it from Tosfos? Tosfos Maliach, Karek, and Rasef, and Sli. Correct. The next Tosfos, Abba.
No, because Tosfos says, Kashi, and Tom, and did it Aval.
Right. Yes, Michael Marshall and Sita, the Lamas, the name of the boys in this, the Imkin, Malin, the Sasha, 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 the Lamalin is Bashel, Rishat Malicha Nes, the Malicha Reker was there for Tzli. What's he asking? What's Tosfos Kasha?
The Gemara is saying, the big Kiddush, that even though the Mishnah says by Nes Bashel, the whole Yerachu Biyasu, or Mitzvah, that's not so. Mitzvah, the whole Yerachu Biyasu. In fact, there's a course of the whole Yerachu Biyasu. Because if we did Bishol, you already did Malicha, and Malicha is just like Tzli. So if by Tzli the whole Yerachah become Osir, then the whole Yerachah be Osir before the Torah is Mavashal at Mamish.
Right.
You see that Tosfos holds the color that Maliach is Mamish could Tzli. If Maliach were a sub lower than Tzli.
In any which way.
Then the Tosfos went down with Asher. Hmm.
You assume the Rush wouldn't have Tosfos. The Rush would never ask this question. Look at Tosfos the Rush. Come out of Tosfos the Rush.
I think the Rush doesn't have the Gemara that says that the Maliach is Kosech is Tzli, but he says it's Halacha anyway.
No, the Rush, no. When we say Maliach is Kosech is Tzli, one can understand it to mean as opposed to Rosech the Mevushal. There was Kavishka Mevushal, it's the same context. Kavishka Mevushal Kavash Kimavushal and Maliach Kirasech. Yes, Kasha, you can find yourself. Here we go. Yeah, it told us he has his Kasha too. Word for word. Same therapy. No, there goes that to you. I mean, not in the state told us to change his mind from Hilchot to Rosh. That's very difficult. I don't think the man shows Milchot at all. I don't think it's the heckler. Anyway, it's hard to bring a riot. Does anyone here have a riot anywhere in Shas? Anyone here has a personal riot that he knows or he saw anywhere in Shas to try to resolve this matter? Whether the Maliach is required, is Kalipo or Kalia, have any riot? Look, Pashup Shad is, it should always be Kadei Kalipo, like there's a Vilma Gaon point that the Rashba said. Always Kadei Kalipo? No? Where's their Raya Faker? Take a look at the Tosis Ad. Ad Shemagia Legid. Lav Davka Shemagia Legid, Mamesh, who Tarach Yuniach Kadei Kalipo, Tarach Legid. Vafilu Kadei Netila Tarach Yuniach. Oh. How do you prove it? Kedama Meperek, Kesat Solin, Not Tafne wrote for Allah Keres, the Chazarei Lav, Yitala Tzvakomo, Filosaga Beklipa. What does it mean? What's this talking about over there? You look it up? What's talking about? Rotvo Shalma. Come with Pesach. Come with Pesach. Come with Pesach. And if it's Bevushal, it's no good. Right? So if you have, what happened? If some of the Pesach juice, the liquid of Kushal of Pesach, yeah. Come with Pesach juice fell down on the Tanur, and then it drips back onto the meat, what's it then? Yitel es makomo, you should do netila, and not enough klipa. So what do you see beferish? What do you need? What do you see? Netila, not enough klipa. Im lo nechalek, aha. So it's already seeing the weakness in the argument. The shema rote mispashe yosem yigid, aha. Rote is a liquid, maybe it's a liquid that spreads out more. Mili says, Lo Ashka the Shimakam she is sagged a tli beklipa. Lo Masina beklipa and scaras and tli other beketa solon, bechamatoch sonon. Again, everything is a whole world over here. This is a rather indirect and I would say weak proof of the Lorena and Araya. The proof is, well, we haven't found.
You keep doing 4 points it is, and that's why I'm.
Right. If I would learn all this information, I would say the bottom line should be it's what? They sleep us, but I would say. There's no rye in the world of that is Cintila. Wait. The Chamatov so name, the Shmuel Amar Kolek. Why? The Tato Gova. Oh, a new world over here. What's Tato Gova means that you have a physicist here, a doctor, a physicist. Heat rises, that's what it means, no? Tato Gova means heat rises. So if the hot stuff is on the bottom, it makes the thing on top of it hot. If the cold stuff is on the bottom, the heat rises again. It doesn't have that much of an influence on the thing on the cold underneath it. But although the heat rises, at the Mekele Bola. This is before the cold gets a chance to cool off the hot, it's a little bit of a belief what we call a what? Kadei Klipa. The Afshari says, there are Seach and Tli, Bolat Fei. It could be that the Tliya is more than this Tato Gova, this Law Gova. Ulakaman, the Parakal Abasa, Kufiyat Beis, Amar, Havu, Bar Gozola, the Nafal, the Golkada, the Kimcha, the Tli. Boy, Kalipa. Again, Kalipa. Nah. Haas na fila betzon on Irish. Omishun de bar yona rochich tuva. Since it was roasted, it's very, very soft and absorbent, even though it's cold. Ubola. In other words, it's a special unique case. What's this unbelievable tells us? They're trying to prove something, they bring it 6 proofs again, and then they're going to knock off this one. We can knock off that one. The way the Tosfos is phrased is amazing, you know? Next. The Gabe Tzor, Odom, Bosok, Vina, Bemitpachas, Achas, Enechoshes, Uvashpul, Yonogos, Ubuzu, Vi, Amina, Kuvzayan, the Gemara, Sechinogo zuba zuma yhavi tona v'tona nu mishani nei de klipa lo boy hadokami lo boy la misham de sleeve sagi lay de klipa. Oh no, I would have learned. Halachi kama nei de klipa lo boy kama b'chama tov tona hadokami lo boy. Unbelievable. All roads seem to be leading in the same direction, but the bit is klipa. All the rise can be pointed at enough to have Kadek Klipa, quite clearly. That's the Ptak of the Rasba. The Vilna Gaon quotes it, and Simon Kufay's cousin Nunday, that's the way it should be. They brought no proof, Tosfos didn't bring any proof anywhere, that the Shia Tzliya is what? Is Netila. I don't see a single rise anywhere. No, I don't see a single rise anywhere. What's the Raya? No. We don't have to finish Kadek Klipa, but we don't take the energy either. It's unbelievable, well, right?
Why don't you say that Zola is just as good a Raya four times as any Raya to bring against himself? That's the kind of all answer.
Wait, there is a Raya. Where's there a Raya? Perhaps the Raya from the Gemara in Sokka. Mom saw. No, I don't think mom saw. I thought I put something on my own cup. I didn't put it on. There is one of them, a first one, wants to bring a raya from a Gemara in Sochem. Maybe it's mom saw, as a matter of fact. A Gemara in Sochem. This mafarsh is called the Yad Avram. Never see it in the bottom of the Aradea. He says he's going to prove it. He's going to prove the case. He's going to prove the point. Okay, fine. Let's see. So, if you want to take a look, you have to shook an arrow. What's the summary? They didn't put it on the Marble Thomas. I don't know why. It's maybe the first of many. The Yad Avram in Simon Kufhei, which you did see. You should have seen. I think it was too long I left it out. That's that possibility. Oh no. Excuse me. That Avram proves it's enough to that klipa. Ah, backwards. It's the page and you're there, it's the page 490. Huh? Six paper. Page 490, bottom line. Very bottom line. Talks about the Tila, the Klipa. Says he, well, the Fiyah Nira is very fancy. The Fiyah Nira is right Nira, the Saga the Klipa. The Raya Barura, the Ferris Raya, it's not Klipa, Lazar, Me'ashas the Psochet. No Gaba Kerasol Shaltanur, Yiklof et Makomo. What's the case over there? You know the din is? You have to have flea ace, but not what? Flea what? Flea what? Machmas, you know the expression? Zavaraka. Right. Only fire. Nothing else. Fire should roast, nothing else. That's why they have to hang the carbon pestle like this. Shouldn't touch the sides of the hot oven, because then the oven is participating in the roasting. What if it's by mistake? It's banged into the wall of the oven. It says Naga Bakhasa Shultana or Yiklov it's Makomo. It's been enough Kadek Klipa. I answer the Rashi Vatos the Rav Rambam Amma. Tafila Vitsli Ima Isur Kokosh Lagami Sagi Biklipa. Kabosh Kazava Shokanara Gabi Malika, the Tsli Malika Shaman Bazet. Lahora at the Raya Barura, unbelievable. How can everyone know it's unreal? An often a Raya Barura Mamish. As he said so himself, from a Beferish Gemara in Pesachim, that's enough to take Klipa. which of course points the direction we've been pointing all along.
More than I believe,
what do you mean? Come again? Yeah. No. That Mishnah Tzachim, there are two cases. One case is Yiklovitz Makomo, one case is Yitolitz Makomo. Clearly, there's a distinction over there. Hey, it's hard to say about Dafko, but they're here. It's not the main Indian over here. So it's a pretty good proof. What do you say?
When you just
talk
to the
family,
is that
regular?
Right?
As opposed to Kayla, you mean? Yes. Okay, it's possible.
What about the Imlon Nechalik?
Imlon Nechalik. Yeah, that's not a chag that's going in my direction. That's saying really ordinarily would be enough today, klipa. You wouldn't need today to feel a general rule, right? Now, I think you have to look carefully in a post to see what's going on over there. What exactly, that your point is well taken. What exactly happened over here? What is the Pesach such as Tana becomes us, so what's going on? So just briefly to go into, I'm not going to go into the details now. We look at the Tosis Ayin Vavam and Aleph. Top Tosis. Tosis says a different story. It could be talking about a Tanur. He said like this. It could be referring to a Cheres Sonein. The oven is cold already, but the kula alam mode the tata bala kede klipa. So it says, one to one day, that the oven is cold, and the korban pesach is becoming what? Nitzla yedei the oven in a very strange way. So it's a rebound. Korban pesach is mechamein the cheres, and then gets cooked by it. That's obviously a very shvach kind of a sleep. And in that case, everyone would agree that it would be what? It would be enough to have kedei klipa. But in an ordinary case of sleep, you could say kedei netila. So I think the raya berurah of the Adavram is not at all the raya berurah. It depends on the 2 days in Tosis, I involve them in Aleph and stuff. Again, you look it up yourself. The kitzur, to my mind, there's no raya berurah in any direction. Maybe. How do we paskin? So if you look at Shulchan Aruch, you find a whole contradiction. Oh, big problem. In Simon Kufay, in Sif Dalid, he says Kedei Netila. Kedei Netila? Let's sleep. So clearly, he goes with Chumrah. Despite all the indications we have of Kula, he goes with Chumrah. That's in Sif Dalid. As far as Tzli is concerned. As far as Malicha is concerned, here in Simon Kufay in Sif Tes, as far as Malicha is concerned, he says, Meferish Kedei Klipa. So far, since we're buying the distinction of the Rush, that Malicha is enough Kedei Klipa in Sif Tes, and in Sif Dal, in Tzli requires a seal. So back of the Rush is distinction. Fine. Nothing wrong with that. Fine. Only problem is that earlier, he said in Simon Ayin, Nichus Malicha, that you need Kedei Netila, even by Malicha. Not only that, if you look carefully in Simon Sadi Aleph, Simon Zion, you will find that he holds even for Tzli, it's enough Kedei Klipa. So the Mechava Baruch Hashem is a double contradiction. By Tzli and by Malicha is a contradiction whether it's enough Kedei Klipa or Kedei Netila. I have no satisfactory answer to either of these two contradictions. I don't know. Now the Mepharsh also don't know. The Gaon had no answer. The Pri Chodesh had no answer. I have no answer either. I'm telling you that their issues are controversial. All right, we go to Chumrah if we can. Chag is going to be next. Okay. Let's go back to the very first host we started. Yeah, I think we try to imagine as much as we can. Just Malcolm Hefner Meruba. That's a general rule of thumb in your day. Have you seen it yet? We're Mathis. We're going to have some Merubah, we go to Kula. That's just a refrain in the Ramah. The refrain. Remember, we have this controversy. We're Mathis. Have some Merubah, you go to Kula. Same over here. Okay. Look over here. Now comes a little bit back to the top toast. Mashma Ksa. It seems to appear from here a little bit. Okay. Mashma Ksa. Mashma Ksa. Ain't a rota misiyea. Lishara Chatiko. Or Velo Shara Chatiko. Im Yesh from Levat Lagid. Ela Yerach Levado. Midlo Kamam Yesh for hand of a rota vinosanta. Only what? What counts for the 60? I say, I use the word 60. Why do I use that word 60? I let flip. We assume one now after Shir of Shishin. You heard, everyone knows about Shishin, right? But we assume one now, if it's 60 to 1, then it's but. It's the same thing. It's a rule. Right. By the rule, Shishin is a Shir of Nelson Tan. Now, the solstice, the high, the Pirish Akunchus Nicha, the Pirish Karakala Basar, Gabe Tipas Kala Vakule. It was necessary for me at this instant to introduce you to the Mishnah. So that's the next one in my Makoma. To the Mishnah and Kufkas of Tipas Kola. So you can't breathe. You can't learn this daf, this tosis, this anything, that knowing about the famous Tipas Kola. The problem is that Tipas Kola gets what we call a Rangakoch. It gets start falling into the pate with the Kola, with the very, very complex sugya. That is the sugya of Chatikha Nas Nevela. That is it. I mean, here it's being brought in tangentially. But I believe in grabbing the bull by the horns. If you're learning Chatikha Nas Nevela, you go right to the source and learn Tipas Kola. So we're going to do that on Sunday, Mr. Shem. But let's just see what's happening over here a little bit. The Kavi Gemara. I'm sorry, it doesn't quite say that. All right. Lo Shanu Elishin Nier Vikisa. Avalo Nier Vikisa Chatikha Atma Nas Nevela. That's a case of a pizza, a drop of milk falling into a pot of stew. Milk falls into a pot roast on the other. Now, what counts to knock out the milk for Shishin? What do you count? Do you count the one piece that the milk fell on? Do you count all the pieces? Do you count the gravy? Do you count the... What do you count? The Gemara should say, if it was immediately mixed in, as well as the guy was shaking it, he covered it, and then you cover a pot that's the hevel, what's hevel called? Steam. That's if it was one big unit, or one big thing, then you count the whole pot to the mevatel of the milk for Shishin. But not. Avalon Yevakisa. Chaticha atma nas es nevela. Here we have the first source of it. It fell on a piece of meat. The piece of meat itself became the nevela, and then you have to have six. Now he gets the milk. What? Gets a whole piece. Wow, that's quite an escalation. Six against the whole piece. That's much, much more. Well, pirish for kuntris. The chinier akadera molechu atipa b'chol akadera u'mesayel kol mashe b'tochol levat latipa. Chenkikisa akadera olo sarosichus. Mishuleh lepia from the bottom to the top. Molichos atipa b'chol akder. Mashma, shavat aloma. Shatilu achaticha shenafu atipa leh. He miktasa b'tol charote. Even if it's in the partially within under the underwater, if you will. Ilon near v'kisa ein misayeya rote v'chatichos acheros levatla. In other words, if it's not, even if it's partially submerged, it cannot. You cannot count the water till be levatla. That the Rashi implies in Daf Kuf Ches. And that's the same implication from our sugi over here. Because he's only counting the Yerek and I count the other Chatikha. Umari Hacha, Bishlo Nir Vikisa. That's good to see. Fits him all going to Rashi. Uluri Nira. Here he argues. He says, Dikshe Chatikha Shanafala Yisra Alea Himiksasa Berote. Lo Be'ina Nir Vikisa. Oh no. Because the fact that some of it is submerged. What an effect happens? I mean, what happens? The milk goes into the piece. It filters throughout that piece. And then what happens? Gets underwater. And then once it gets underwater, it just spreads throughout the entire water. That's what the reader. Hello, says the reader. Shana Gemara. Again. How is it possible? Right, exactly. There's one piece which is half submerged, and on top of that is a piece, what you see in the kitchen on Shabbos, there's a piece which is totally above the waterline, the gravy line. The Oz ain't mispachet ella b'niyah v'kisa. That's the only case we require the v'kisa. Vavamah to the name, I could have said of yelo sanu ella b'chaticha mitzasa b'rotev. I could have said so. Ella milta the p'sika le nakad p'shaniyah v'kisa d'oz b'cholinyan harotev mechasa kol ha'chaticha. Vafilo ois ha'kul ha'chaticha chutz b'rotev, doesn't matter. V'ha'cho d'ukomar in Yesa ben Osam Tam, Hainu, Al Yedei Shlo Hoya Bo, Im Harotev Shishim, Levatel Tam Hagiz. According to the Re, when we say, Im Yesh Bo ben Osam, what does Bo mean? It doesn't only mean the Yerach, it means Yerach, what plus what? The whole Kedera. That's the Shita Sari. Now, what is the Re Shita? What did he say? We know that the Rashi and the Re, it seems. Rashi learned that if it's half in and half out, it goes down and spreads. And the reason it's half in and half out, that does not happen. So what does happen? What happens to the Re?
According to the Re, well, in the Torah, you say,
yeah,
that it would be, according to the Re, the whole thing should be possible.
If there's enough to vato, it's all the vato. If there's enough to vato, it's the original vato. If there's enough to vato, it's the original vato. That's the question. That's the question. Wait, it's close. So let's go. What is Rashi Shita? Here's a big machlokes. How far, according to Rashi, we said that what? How did Rashi learn? If it's partially submerged, what did Rashi say? What? It does not spread. So where does it stop? You answer me. How'd you learn? Where does it stop? Where's the line? You know, I have to draw a line to me and I go, right? Can't go past here. Where's that line drawn? How'd you learn shot? Don't look at it. So how'd you learn shot? By the waterline. Wait. I'm glad this is some guy who's willing to hold like I think is right. How do you want to say that?
Well, there should be kibbutz because you should consider the whole thing as if it were slaves.
Or
if you want, you could possibly say that the whole piece itself comes over.
Okay. So now we have three sheets. David is always like last year, nothing's changed. David wants to suggest the two extreme sheets. This is the fourth most logical. And I always end up with the middle sheet. At least I have Yaakov on my side this year. We won't have it to it. Okay, there's three possibilities. Where do you draw the line? How far does the milk go? David took the two extremes. Either could they cleave on the peel. I'm not going to go into that thing again. Just because it's not totally submerged in the water, it stops right away. Only sinks in or could they cleave on the peel. That's one thing he wants to suggest. Or David says, you don't like that? All right. The whole piece, that whole piece, up and down, that's trace. That's the milk gets into that. Those are the two other streets. Those are the two sheets that Dover suggests. And Yaakov suggests the wild theory, which I subscribe to. We draw a funny line. The milk goes up until the water line. And then what's on top of the water line has the milk in it, and what's beneath the water line has no milk in it. David said, that's crazy. I'm not arguing with you. I think it might be true. Now, the Taz says that the entire piece is up. Like David said, that's a possibility. That's the Taz. Simon Sadi Bays is cut and base. That's the line two of the marathon. That's the Taz sheet. No. What are we discussing now? Which sheet are we talking about? Rashi sheet. How is that different than Tosus? Does David answer?
Whether according to Tosus, the rest of the sale of the
correct. According to Tosus, if the thing is half submerged, the whole pot is one thing. Even all pieces. There could be 100 other pieces there. It could be a gallon of liquid there.
How does that apply to the pieces, to the other pieces? Maybe trying to link the rota, which is actually
the
rota is
not
more than
two.
That makes sense.
We want to rush it though.
In the
Ri. The Ri clearly seems. Now, the implication of this as far as, what would the din be as far as the remainder of the meat in the pot, is very, very important. I'm up to right now the shaft of cotton vav. I'm going to try to dray on Sunday that from the shaft of cotton vav is a riot to me. I know you're not going to want to accept it so quickly. Wait a minute. Let's look at the Mata Yonason too, though. I didn't put that on the cover. I had to leave something on my sleeve. May I just put Mata Yonason? No, he said it later on. It's the same one. Anyway, on Sunday we'll continue. Now we'll have a mincha. This started speaking last week about Shitas Rashi. What exactly does Rashi hold? The Rishit is fairly obvious. The Ri holds as long as a started speaking last week about Shitas Rashi. What exactly does Rashi hold? The Rishit is fairly obvious. The Ri holds as long as a piece of meat is partially submerged in the rotev and the gravy, that it's all one big unit. The entire meat, the pot, gravy, it's all one big thing. Rashi, however, disagrees and said that if the meat is partially submerged, it's not considered that it's totally in the rotor. And the question becomes, well, then what happens if he rashes? This is what we discussed. What we discussed a little bit last time. So let's look inside in the text in the Shulchan Aruch and see a little bit inside that which we discussed outside last time. Okay? So the first thing is a Taz. In Simon Sadi Beis, Sif Katan Beis. Are you all familiar with the numbering systems in the Shulchan Aruch? The little letters teach you to go with here, there, and everywhere. The Taz's letter is the big letter in parentheses. Okay. So the Shulchan Aruch said in Sif Beis, Nafal Chelev, Nafal Cholov. You have to be very careful with this business. Chelev and Cholov. Just the Hakas. Okay? Nafal Cholov v'toch kedeva shel basar. Toa min ha-chaticha sh'nafal le'a Cholov. Emein bo tam Cholov ha-kol mutter. Terrific. Vim yesh bo b'chaticha mitim as Cholov. Nes ra'oso chaticha. Says the Ramah in parentheses. Uladidon the ain somkin ame ovdek a ovdek a chavim beinon shishim bechaticha Himlav Kula Asura. We'll see later on, next stop of the Gemara, that they used to rely on the tasting, the professional taster. We don't rely on them, so we have to have actually number 60 because we use the assumed Bottle of Bishishin. Umisharim Bakula Amaya Bakol Mashiesh Bakhtera, Mechatichas, Vayerek, Vamorok, Vatavlin, today Shate Chaticha Zu Echa Mishishin, Meakol, Hachaticha Asura, Vyashaar Mutter. We have to not only mevatel the little bit of milk, but the Chatich itself becomes Asur, you have to mevatel the entire Chatich. Amed Varma Vurim, Kishbishalo Nir Akadeira Betchila. In other words, at the beginning he didn't, he was just let it be, and then he started mixing it up. Aval in near mitchila v'yatzol, moshe kisa mishas nefila v'yatzol, hakol mitzar levatol tam acholav. If he was mixing from the very beginning, then the meat is not considered a separate unit; it's considered part of the entire pot, and therefore the milk could be batel b'shishim of the entire pot. That's the din of the Shulchan Aruch. Now, Taz, the cotton bays, says the following. Zeh ma'ir shenofla chatipo ala chaticha achas chutz l'rotev. He was so charotev, vada kol masha b'kazera mitzav l'vada la chatipo. Period. It's in the gravy. Because of Atzur, machlokas Rashi v'riba zeh. We know, he's pointing from the Tzur, he knows what's halachas for him. We know the machlokas right here from the Tzur. Machlokas Rashi in the Riba. So the read dafka kshechticha kula chutzarotev kon shechticha chutzas chutzarotev is lumunachas alea v'yakei nesra chaticha levada v'am imet chutzas berotev haraticha ma'areves kol akadera v'akol mitzah levada l'cholot. Okay? According to the read, only time you can have a case like this is if there's a, here's the water line right over here, at the top of the sit is the water line. I have a piece which is half in and half out, another piece on top of this other piece is totally out of the water, out of the soup. That's the problematic piece. But the piece is half in and half out, it's like as if it's all in. That's the Rishi. Rashi disagrees. So the Rashi, I feel the mitzasa barotev, ain't I call the style of atla chola. Yesh kula Rashi mitarecha, dahainu, in mitzasa barotev, vizua chaticha, ne seres, ain't o seres hashar, ken kosa badake moshe. Badake moshe was written by the Ramos, said according to Rashi, it would not go beyond that piece. Doesn't go beyond the piece. Says the Taz, below Nira La Nira Saiti, the Afal Pish Ein Berotes Lilmata Mitzayel Levatel Tipas Acholav Shenafla. Why the Pish Ein Aratzicha Magiel L'Sham Mikomakom Also Chaticha Atma Ne Eseres Chelek HaTachton Me Chelek HaElyon V'Cholzeres V'Oseres Lilmata Kol Harotes U'Masha B'Socho At shishim neged kol achaticha. The kol achaticha nasis nevela, kevan de mixas achaticha munachas toch harotev, harotev malich lishar. Period. This is what we discussed last week. What's happening over here with Fishitas Rashi? Do we say that that entire piece becomes straight? Or not? So the Dark Emotion says, not. Ain't no Seres Hashar. So the question is, where do you draw the line? So we mentioned last week the possibility of drawing the line at the water line. Now, everyone seems to think that it was absolutely crazy to say such a thing. Okay? That being the case, since everyone was focusing on it's crazy, fine, let's assume it's crazy. So let's therefore, for the moment, stick to the other possibility, the two extremes which David mentioned. Either we'll call it the Shita Teramor, seeing Shach also, we'll see, that the if it's out of the Rotev, it just goes to the top piece, the top Kadei Natila, Kadei Klipa, and that's going to the Shita Teramor of a Shach, the Firashi, and according to whom? According to the Taz of Firashi, what happened? Where does it go? It goes into the entire Chaticha. This is a machlokas that we have achronim the Kishitas Rashi. Let's assume just the top piece, the top Kadei Netila. Let's assume that for the moment. Now, the now, if you want, who's right? How can you tell who's right? Hard to tell. So, I'm just going to give you a little bit of a brief introduction. If you want to look at the rest by yourself and figure it out, it's very hard. Feel free to do so and to comment to me about whether you think it's right or wrong. The sefer called the Matei Yehonasan, page 400, bottom line. Written by Rabbi Yonasan Abishit, one of the super geniuses of Cheshbonos. He can make Cheshbonos wild and read the Tumim. It's unbelievable. Look what he writes over here. You see the Matei Yehonasan? Towards the bottom of the page. I and Shachta Kanvav, Sherota Lafarish Divi Ramad, and the Sapkalei Kaimlan Kariya Karashi. So Ramad is not sure if he followed the Riyah, follow Rashi. What's this Shach? This is a Shach of Kanvav. Because the Ramad says over here, page 400, the Ramad says, the Chain, Im lo nier klau lo beskila lo besof, the lo kisa klau. So the shock jumps. Tema. What's going on over here? If he was never stirred it, never covered it, was never any intermingling of the time, so why do you need 60 times? Close to Rivet, venerally, says the Shach, hard the boy Shishim Bekzeira, Hainu im Mitzosa Betoch HaRotiv, only in that case. Why? The Mitzatzkalei the Rav, who's the Rav? The Ramah, he Kaimalon Kari, the Ma'ari Vatam Bekulo, Ol Karash, Tzitzach HaKzeira, Mutzah Mimon HaShach of the Shishim, Vachaticha Asura, why? Maybe who's right? Rashi's right. Dilma eno ma'arev atam b'kula v'ena k'zera mitzar. Now, says the Matei Yehonasan, I in shach of Kotenvav, sherotel b'farish divrei Ramah, the mesapkalei yikaimon k'riyo k'rash, I in shach. V'hayim adozal l'shitos b'sfil l'kamon tziv katan, what should it be? Tziv katan, yud gimel, can't be gimel, gimel's a four. No, I think it's a katan yud gimel. No, can't be. I think it's Yud Gimel, pretty sure. The Kodin Yud Gimel. The Tzvile L'Rashi to be in Miktsasa Tol Charotes or Miktsasa Chutz Charotes Ein Mitzvashet Klal B'li Nira V'kisa Abel Kanira Medivri Hataz the Kodin Hey, we thought of it in Beis the Mepharash Divri Rashi the Miktsasa V'chule Asura Hayne Mishun De Balua Kodin Shaboa Balua L'Shar Chatichas Verotes He calls it a machlok with the Taz and Shach. What's going on with the Rashi? Which he mentioned earlier. Look what he said.
Of course, we just read it. Right, let's skip a few lines here. Ayin Shah. I'm skipping 15 lines. Of course, it's verbatim. Umashma lehedem idivrayim. So the Rashi. Ha the Amar Rebbe nirin divrei Rabbi Yuda. Below nir, below kisa. Dechaticha nases nevela. Mari b'miktsasa barote b'miktsasa rechutz larote. V'alzeh makshe ha-gemara, later on Tufchet, ilayma b'lo nir v'kisa klal, mivla bola, miflat lo polis. Hare behedja de l'rashi ein ha-chaticha oseres l'mashe b'kedei reklal, im lo nir u'kedas ha-shach. Now, in actuality, all he's proving from here is that it would not aser subsequent chaticha. He doesn't prove the point as far as what about that chaticha itself. He's discussing you with the other chatichas, not this chatichas, the other chatichas will become us. The Taz says yes, and the Shach says no. But how much of this particular chatichah would become prohibited, he doesn't discuss right over here. Right up, you understand? We discussed before how much of this particular, we were assuming that the other chatichas might not be asr. How much of this particular chatichas is asr? He is discussing whether the other chatichas are asr or not. It's a different, it's a somewhat different issue, but it's clearly related. And he goes on and on and on. I'm not going to read, I put it on the Mamma Kalam because it's so long. To try to prove who's right. Is the Shach right? Is the Taz right? And he goes on and you see how far it goes. It goes on here. Next page, the next page. It's quite a long. Maybe the next page after that too. No, no. Stop. Stop over here on page Reish Beis and Manala. Look over here. This, you ever hear of the minute? It'll be the first pasuk and the last pasuk of that Torah. What we're going to do over here. Look at the very end of the Matthew Yonathan, the very, very end. Page Reish Beis, the wide, first wide line. Vihine. Bala Machaba say the three Torah Kosab. The Shloma, the Svila, the Rashi, the Ha, the Osa, Chaticha, Nesar, Hainu Masha, the Malam, and Arotev. Oh, sounds crazy, no? The Shom, Ein Koach, Arotev, Magia, Venesar, Ksat, Ava Masha, Betoch, Arotev, Lo Nesar. The Miyad, Shebo, Ablil, the Shom, Arotev, Mitzarev, Levatlo, Kevin, the Mixosa, Toch, Arotev. So first of all, what I said, the Rebbe said was crazy. Who said it? He himself said it. The Pre-Torah. Who's the Pre-Torah, he'll say. He's also crazy. No, you can't say that. He said that I'm crazy. You can't say the Pre-Torah. One of the Gadoli, one of the, I don't remember his name, but one of the, if Rabbi Yonah's name is quoted, it's not the, not a nobody. So he said that way. Of course, I'm willing to be my chod. Okay, so leave it out. Call, say the top kedem, feel it up. I don't mind. And he has all discussion whether it's right or wrong. I just want to show you that such a shita does, in fact, exist. Okay, let's just review now briefly. Yes, Chento. I don't hear you. Okay. Now, what's the issue about over here? What's it all about? Let's leave out who says what. What is the reason? What is the reason why it should be only the Kedem Tila or the top part? And what is the reason why it should be the entire piece? Logic now. Leave out the source and give me logic. Who's, yes, Ellie? Yeah, what do you want to say? Sorry? Okay, the Pre-Torah sheet. You like the Pre-Torah sheet? Very good, very good. Wait, I'm sorry? Right, but we always assume that's connected to the people's color. It's hard to imagine that they're so small, so that's connected to the people's color. Now, you know what I think it depends upon? I'll tell you. In order for me to be able to tell it to you, though, we have to see another talk. So let's not pass. Let's take a look at the bottom toast over here. Sorry, on the base of the bottom toast. Well, before we get to that, let's review what we did until now. The first toast was the Machlokas Rashi and the Reed, correct? We were in the middle of now. The second toast is discussed the question of Malicha, right? Because the Malicha toast should ask the Malicha Kiroseach, the discussion of how much that means. The third toast talks about what the Shia today, Kli Book and then the Tila. Now it's on the fourth toast. The fourth toast is not going on the Mishnah anymore, it's going on the Gemara. The Gemara said, how can you say that Kli is enough today, Kli Book? But they quote a memory from Rav Huna, Gedish et Slo Bechelbo. Asr afilu lechol afilu meirosh ozno. The ear is far away from the chelev. Answer the Gemara. Shani chelev zim epapeya. What does epapeya mean? It's what's called a dover what? Dover what? What's the lesson expression? Who? Shame. What's shame mean? Fatty. A fatty thing is mefapea. What's mefapea? I translate mefapea. It moves. It penetrates. That's a better thing. There you go. It penetrates further than an average kind of a thing. Fatty, I don't know the biology of fatty substances penetrate further. Okay. Says Tosa. Look careful. This Tosa is hard. I feel it may rush. Oh, no. It doesn't matter which way it's up or down. No difference up and down. So tzone le tocham also the mandama tato gova, which we discussed before, the heat rises. For the saga the klipa by Dava Shami. Oh, now comes Nakam. See, so far goes so good. Now look, new paragraph. Umash and Nog Shemolchim Bosser Hare Menichim Begigis Upam Chatich Achas Ketzer le tochatzir vechetzer chutzatzir. For Chol Kamash le tochatzir Umash Lichin the Yosur Umash chutzatzir is mutter. Below, I mean, the shef afei adam the malavi esra kol achaticha kedam the gabei chayle. What's going on? What's happening with it? You know about melicha? We'll discuss it at the end of the summer. What's melicha mean? That's salt meat. You know that fact? We discussed it a little. You know, you have to blast salt meat. But are you allowed to have the meat sit in its own juice, in the blood? Chas v'shalom. It sits in the blood. The blood will get reabsorbed in the meat. And what do you accomplish? That's why. How everything here. Ever see meat salted? Ever see it? Never. No, for smicha. You ever see meat salted? Who saw meat salted there? Nobody in the whole shiur. I saw it, but no one else saw it. I asked the same question, that's fine. Same answer. Yeah. It's on a slant. So all the bloody mess that sinks goes down. What if you didn't put it on a slant? There was no hole. So it's a trace. Well, they don't tell you if it's a cliche manuka, if it's a cliche and a manuka, it's trace. So I made a mistake, and I put it into on a level with no hole. So I'm salting meat, and the bottom half of the meat is soaked in its own blood. It lies there for an hour. I come and go, out. Here I have this huge piece of meat, and the bottom part of it is soaking in blood. What I used to do, take a knife, cut a little bit above the blood line, and eat the rest. Say, that was minigola. In fact, Tysis, why don't we say what? Why don't we say the what? That the dam should be mefapea throughout the entire chaticha and after the entire chaticha. That's the question. What do you say? What's the obvious answer? It's not what? Loud. Talk loud, I can hear. It's not what? If that's what I would say, Mich. Not a dava shamein. Not a dava shamein. Only chel of a shamein. Dam is not shamein. Is that what they're answering? Not quite. Yesh loma, they say, dein darko shel dam lefapea. Maybe that means it's not shamein. But then they go further. Ala adraba. Armina de dam mishrek sharek shenofel ala basa. Velo mivla derech alikos. Kosi lo mefapea lemala. Maybe that's what he's answering. It's not shamein. On the contrary, it's mishrek shorak. What does mishrek shorak mean? Flies off. It's even less than the average thing. Nah. Because it reabsorbs the blood. Nah, mishrek shorak means it flies off. How is it going to slide off? It's all lying and then it's lying there for an hour. How can it slide off? It doesn't know how to slide. Okay. It's too late. We'll discuss it at the end of the year. End of the summer. Afilu yeshuman bebasa shebetoch hatzir. Aha! Even if it's fat in the bottom part of this fatty, lo amino de nas and the veil of machmas adam v'chozer v'oster mashachut hatzir de mefapeya. Here's a problem. What if the bottom is fatty? We should say that the fat absorbs the blood. The fat now becomes a shtik nevela, chaticha nas nevela, and now the fat should mefapeya to the top and answer the whole thing. Now you're in trouble. Now your terrace won't work anymore, Mich. Ah, no. What? The lefi mashav pirish shavav rabbeinu Ephraim. Lo shay chaticha nas atmanas nevela elav bus the bchalav is okay. We mentioned already on Friday. We'll discuss it more today and tomorrow. Rabbi Nachman denies chati chanas and avela. Only the basa b'chol, otherwise it doesn't apply. The mamela is no kasha. Even if the fat is what? Even if what? The fat absorbs the blood, there's no need to even vatel the fat. Only the vatel the blood, not the fat. The mamela is no problem. Then he says, but the Rabbeinu Tam is right, the chati chanas and avela applies to everything. This is very tricky now. Since the blood cannot go outside of the juice there, shari mutter. Why? This is very tricky. This is the bottom line. Lo arminan chaticha atma nasis nevela velteres is called a chatichas. Ella b'makom she'isur mispashet b'chol a chaticha dumya de tipas kola. The Achron have a fascinating phrase, a tongue twister, to express it. What is the Ichio? Correct. I'll say it louder. Ein ha-nesar yachol lesar ela b'mokom shal isur atmo yachol le'elach sham. Well, that's okay. So that's what it's saying over here. It's in shorthand, they call it ein ha-nesar. And some of the Jews say, do we apply ein ha-nesar in this thing? Look at him. Out of space. That's what he means. He means ena nesa, etc. Who wants to go say that whole phrase each time? Ena nesa. That's me going. Ena nesa. You don't say ena nesa. The Tosis created a new expression here. They didn't use expression. Created a new concept here. Ena nesa. Again. Ena nesa yochol lesser elo lomokan she'isa asma yochol le'el shom. Which means, if the original Dvar Iser can't get there, then the nesar, the secondary thing which became nesa by it, would not ask for there either. That's all it says. Does everyone agree to this principle?
No.
Who argues? Iran. The next Maramaka. Iran already says it's wrong. But the Tosis brings Gavala to riot. You could make up some long phrase about bringing a riot to it. What's the riot? He says, Teda, top of the page, Teda, the Bukhom Malkom, Sha'anu Olsen, Kade Klippa, Amai, and also Klippa, Chos of Yolsen, Masha Etzlo, Ubinyaze, Yosarako, he told him, I'm in the town, because you can ask him the veil, just ask everything. Klippa A makes Klippa B, Klippa C, Klippa D. Ella in the time of Isha Ain Atain, time of Easter, over cloud, the also makes a cleaver because of Ain Anessa. Period. So, Rabbi Lezmi Mitzvah, that's no right. Who's Rabbi Lezmi? Who is he? Who's Rabbi Lezmi Mitzvah? What do you write? The Iranian. Don't say the Iranian, right? Lezmi Mitzvah, Machalek, no. Shun the law, meaning Chaticha, Atmanas, Nevela, but Mitzvah's Chaticha. Ella Bekola Chaticha. Told us it's very quick and terse put down. The Ain Zet Tam. Doesn't make any sense. Pretty quick, huh? Ain't there time? We'll come back to it if we get a chance. So there is a time. But that would not knock out the raya from the Klippa. You don't have the Klippa Nasavel at all, even if you have any time. It's called the Blessing of Yemen. The Oteida, the Otei Machi, and the Chabosa Mutta the Olam. Huh? Can never eat any meat. Why? Lakayim Allah, the Kolabosa, and Nimlach Shashab, and Milchol Yom Yomayim, Yishbotam, Melach, Yoter. Afilu hachi lo arminan de melach shalabasar anessa machas adam yagzar v'yeser tabasar. Let the salt that absorbs the blood go up after the meat all over again. Alatzar chlomar afapi shenivla b'basar tam melach tam adam shebe melach ein nivla bo klal. And if what do we say? Ein hanessa. This is toasty salt. Ein hanessa. Good. Never understand the toast. If you don't understand it, ask me now. So far, so good. Baruch Hashem. What is Ein HaNesa telling you? What is Ein HaNesa telling you? It's telling you that something which is Balua cannot go more than what? How far can it go? Can't go past a certain distance. How far can it go? It can only go until where? As far as it originally is to go. Can't go any further. Would this apply to Basa B'Chalot? If a drop of milk drops in somewhere, on the top, and stops, can't go any further, should we apply the principle of Ananas, etc., to Basa V'Cholav and say, look, the milk can't go past this first inch, so the rest is Mutter? Should we apply it or should we not apply? What do you say, Rabbi Osman? Yes, Yaakov. Why? Oh, very good. Wait, so Yaakov suggested Svara. To have a drop of blood falling into a piece of meat, what tussle? Not the whole meat. Only what?
Blood.
Only the blood. And therefore what?
The meat that has the blood in it comes through
the blood. Is that true? Tell Rabbi Natan, is that true?
No, that's only the meat.
We're told to buy and half to tell someone to consume Rabbi Natan. A chatich atman as the veil applies to all his sermon of the And nevertheless, what do you say? And Anessa, no, maybe it's applied to Basel B'cholom as well. I didn't say the machlok, but the same way that Ben Atam says, despite the fact that Chaticha Nasus Nevela, nevertheless, Ein Anessa, therefore one could say, by Basel B'cholom, despite the fact that Chaticha Nasus Nevela, it's still again Ein Anessa. That's not a shock passing of Allah. Ein Anessa applies even to what? Even to what? To Basel B'cholom. But in the Mar Makomas, indirectly, if you got to the Chavaz Das, he quoted the famous Shach in Kufay. I'll show it to you just briefly, and you'll take a look for yourself and see if it's true. Turn to the Shach, Simon Kufay, Sifkot Yud Zayin. This is a famous, famous Shach. From the Mar Makomas later on. We're not going to read the whole thing now. Just show you two lines. Come again? No, it's just a real realia term. Take a look over here. Page 490. Look at the numbers. Page 490. Here, the Mechava quotes in Anessa. Here it is. Mechava Siv Zayin. Ha, the Chatichas Yisr Oseras Chaveret Abinigi Yasa. Stavka Kshe Yisura Machmas Atma. You go in the Vela. O Basa Bechala. Avalim ain ba Easter Elamasha Balam Imokam Acher. Ain al Seras Acheras on the Gospel. Why? What is it saying in effect? Ain a Nessa Yochel Lessa Elam Imokam Shiksaf Asma Yochel Elam Shom. That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying. Says the Shah Gaval. Bosa Bechalov. Bosa Bechalov has to have milk. And once the milk is not, cannot go any further, perhaps we should say that the remainder should be mutter. The remainder should be mutter. That's what he suggests. I'm trying to think if I can pick out one line to read for you. It's difficult. It's a long shach. Anyway, that's how the shock passes, that it should be no different. But the Bechal also, you have to have the milk. That's how the shock passes. The Mechala passes differently. Okay, we'll go a step further. This Shaila, Eina Nes Yochalesa, the whole story, whether it applies to Bus of Bechal, might have to do over here as well. I'll tell you why. There's another phrase. No. Listen for a minute. It's hard to explain this to you in a building block form. You see, because there's so many things that are kind of being thrown at you over here, and it's difficult. You're there's a difficult limud. Let me answer the following question. The case over here in the Shulchan Aruch of Ein Anessa is referring to two different chatichos, right? Two different pieces which are touching each other. Do you think it should apply to one chaticha as well, within one chaticha from one side to the other? Well, even more so. It's that the yisur is on one side of the chaticha, and again, how's it going to get to the other side? Right. It won't. It only because there's no. It's not in
liquid. Nothing gets to the other side.
Nothing.
Nothing gets to the other side. What do you mean, and on that side? That side's not going to the other side either.
No. We're discussing over here Ein Anessa from one particular side to one chaticha to another, Siv Zayin. But actually, it was a rhetorical question. The answer is obvious. Tosa's case, it's all one chaticha, one piece of meat. The top is out of the brine, out of the blood there, blood juice, and the inside is in. And Tosa says, in effect, what? Ein anesi yochal etzah, even from one part of a chatiha to another part of a chatiha. Correct? The mail like this? You have it, what's the matter? You have a situation, a piece is half in and half out. Tosa's case. It's half in and half out. And Tosa applies ein anesa. Right? It cannot go from the part that's in to the part that's out. But the part that's out has a half which is in. Doesn't make a difference. Doesn't go ein anesa. That being the case, who's right? Shachar Taz over here in our case. Who's right? Should the milk that fell on the piece of meat half submerge? Right? But one alternative is that half submerged like all submerged. Okay, but assuming that's not so, who's right? Should it go all the way down or should it stop? What do you say? Stop? It should stop, no? Ain't that necessary? How can it's called as Dava Shamein? What a very good. Okay, wait a minute. Are we talking about sleeve? We're not talking about sleeve. Well, half and half. That's the irony over here. That's what the special situation is. We discussed two cases, sleeve and bishul. Bishul goes all the way all the time. Sleeve is only kedei netila. Here it's in between. Why is it in between? Half in and half out. So the re equates that situation to bishul all the way. Half in is good enough. Right? Rashi disagrees. And Rashi says, no, that's exactly the same as bishul. So it's not the same as bishul. What is it? It's considered bishul. That's a difficult thing to assume, because if it's considered bishul, why isn't it connected to the rest of the chatir? Well, I'm talking about the top part now. Is the top part considered bishul or not bishul? So I mean, I'm saying if you consider the top part to be bishul, then the chorus is all one big thing. Therefore, the shach and the kritoa, well, leave us the kritoa, the shach, the ramor, he said that to Rashi, this, the milk can't go anywhere. The milk lodges in the top to the netilo, maybe it goes a little bit further. What's that? What's the matter? Well, it's not so simple. It could be that the... Which one? Which sifkat are they referring to? Sifkat Yud Gimel? Sifkat Gimel? But the, okay, we'll come to sifkat Gimel. But the chol is of a shamein on that.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to come to that. But assuming if for the moment the chol is not a dava shamein, and the chol is set on the top of the chaticha, and assuming that according to Rashi is not considered like bishul, put all those assumptions together. What are you, who's right? Who ends up being right? We call the Ramah or the way that the Rabbi Yonah's neighbor just understands the shach, that it stays basically on top. Why should the Taz be right, perhaps? Why should the Taz be right? So you can deny any one of those assumptions. Look at the Taz hold. What possibilities for the Taz? Either he denies Ein HaNetzer entirely. Okay, one possibility. Logically, what else? What else do you deny? Come on. What else do the Taz hold? He holds Chol HaDav HaShameh. He can consider this case to be like what? Like Mavushal, even according to Rashi, just not totally Mavushal, but semi Mavushal. Or what else could he hold? I don't hear you. Or you don't say the Chol, that's very possible. The Taz of Chol has four, there's four ways to learn the Taz of Chol. The Shach has to deny, has to hold four positions. And if the Taz denies any one of them, I take it back. I said the Shach, leave out the Shach. There's a position that we held, that we explained. The Dake Moshe they quote it from, what do you want to quote it from? The Pritoah, call it the Matayonis, and what do you want to call it? That holds that the Fi Rashi does not go all the way down, stays on top, has to hold four different things. What do you have to hold? One, it's not considered visual. Two, you say Ein HaNetzer. Three, you say Ein HaNetzer, even by what? By Basa B'Cholov. And four, that Cholov is not considered a Dava Shami. B'Cholov has to hold all of those things. With me? This is the logic behind this controversy over here. Now, what about a Dava Shamin? Dava Shamin is Mefapea. Mefapea, what does Mefapea mean? It penetrates very far. That's within one Chaticha. Let me ask you a question. Was Dava Shamin Mefapea from one Chaticha to another? You wrote it, you don't need Dava Shamin. No wrote it. One fatty piece touches another skinny piece. The false nara v'abriel, the Torah, yofos nara, the fat piece of meat, such a skinny piece of meat. No liquid medium. What's the halacha of the liquid of the skinny piece of meat? What's it in? Ah. So Shem Tov says if it can go from the ear to the ear, it can go from one piece to another. The Rashba says. The Rashba holds like you. The Mordechai says, no, not true. Cannot go from one chatzicha to another. It's a steer in the Mechaber right over here in Kufay. And the Taz, the Simon Kufay, the Cotton Chav Beis, asks this steer on this issue. I'm again showing you as a question whether you can equate from one chatzicha to another to one part of a chatzicha to another part of the same chatzicha. This is a very fundamental discussion for our purpose. For our purpose. Okay. The Ran, as I mentioned earlier, denied the entire concept of Eina Nesa. The whole thing is wrong. You see the Ran at the end of... you notice that Ran? It's a funny Ran. How come the Ran is so funny? Can you figure out why? If you get to the end, you can't figure out why. What does the Ran write on? What's the Ran's Hebrew on? A Ran wrote a paper on what? On who? On who? The Riff. Can't hear you. The Riff. Who's the Riff? Avitzik Al-Fasi, right? What did he write? He's got the halacha. What do you mean halacha? He took the parts of the halacha l'maizim and he wrote them and he omitted the rest. And the Ran elaborates on those parts. Whatever he lists out, the Ran left out also more or less. The Riff left out the whole sugi of Tifas Kolo. That's the whole thing out. So, sorry? Ah, so the Ran was stuck. He had so much to say about the sugi, he had nothing to say it on. There was no Riff. He pulled a shtick. After the parak is over, he figured, oh, he got through the Ran. All of a sudden, good morning. The whole thing breaks loose and there's a Ran, column after column after column. There's no Riff to break out. Another column, and there's a big piece. That's the Ran, the famous Ran of people's color. To know your idea, you have to know the solid of Ran of people's color. I was charitable, I left out half of it on the Mount Makomas. Doesn't mean that you shouldn't see the rest, I was trying to be cut it as much as I possibly could. The Ran denies Ein Anessa. Denies it. The very first piece of that Ran, he denies it, it's all wrong. What are you going to do with all Tosas, right? Tosas, numerous riots, they say Ein Anessa. How does the Ran get out? Yeah? You apply in Anessa in certain cases, but you only say what? Hold on a second. Why did you deny it? Because it's not why I denied it. Why?
He says that
that's the phrase I want to introduce yet. What do you mean, Ein Hanessa? Who cares about the Nessa anymore? That's ancient history. And the whole thing is now shtick the veil. Ein Hanessa means I had an original Issa. And the original Issa made, the original Issa A made piece B also. If A can't hit C, so then C is Musa. So the round screams, what are you talking about? Who cares about A? B is a shtick Issa now. Who cares about B? Ancient history, you know? B became. How did B become us? Through A. Who cares? A, it's ancient history. B is now a shtick is the Chaditha Nasa Tavela. So the B is not the C? That's the Ran's story. That's the logic behind the Ran. That's the logic behind the Ran. I was posted all these riots which contradict the Ran. Which contradict the Ran. Yeah? So what did he say? No. Only when you apply Chaditha Nasa Tavela would you apply what? Well, I don't know how to say it. Not in an Esther. Han Nessa. I don't know what to say. Would you not? Oh, that's a good way to ask. Only when you say Chatzicha Nasa Nevela, would you deny Ein Hanessa? Here the Ran comes up with his Chiddush Nifla, which makes the whole sugya of Chatzicha resolve all the contradictions in Chatzicha Nasa Nevela. He's going to say it at the very end also. He alludes to it here, he elaborates at the very end of the Ran, on the next one of the Maram Makalim, a few lines later. He says like this, Chatzicha Nasa Nevela Medoraisa is only by where? Basa B'chol. That's an assumption which we're going to make for a moment, for a week. Only by Basa B'chol. Says he, when did the Torah ask the Basa B'chol? As the Pasuk says, you know the Pasuk? Lo, the Vashla Dedi B'chol Ayyun. The months later on, Derech what? They're official of the Torah. So the Chachamim said that although that the Daraisa, Chatich and Asavel applies to Bishul Basa Bechala. We, Midr Rabbanah, will apply to Bishul of all Yisrei Torah. But only to Bishul of all Yisrei Torah. Not to other cases. Not to Malicha, for example. Maybe not even to Tzli, for example. Therefore, really, Ein HaNeser is wrong. We don't say Ein HaNeser. Whatever the Chatich and Asa Nevela, A asks B, and we forget about A now. B is Yisrei. And therefore, B can ask C independently. The only time you say Ein HaNeser is when B does not become a Shtik Yisrei. When does B not become a Shtik Yisrei? When? When there's no Bishul by B. When B is not cooked. Because Chatich and Asa Nevela only applies by Bishul. So therefore, whenever there's no cooking, then they might say, we did an Esther in our case. But whenever there is cooking, I deny it an Esther. So the Rambam makes this compromise based on the original compromise of Chaticha Nases Nevel. Nases Nevel. This is Shita Saran. Of course, now, let's turn around and say, no, the Rambam is always logical. The Ran of all the Rishos always, he always tells us what he means. The logic is clear, precise. Now I have to go backwards. No, what is Tosfos of? Tosfos applies Ein HaNeser across the board, even when they apply Chaticha Nasa Nevela. No, the Ran is right. Who cares that A may be, A can get the B is now itself a Dover us. So what's shot in Tosfos, yes?
That doesn't take.
Great compromise.